All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. I'm your host, Ev. We have episode number 103 today, and we're giving you guys some Celtics player grades. So this might be a shorter episode than normal, but we're going to roll with it. So we got Celtics player grades. We're going to do the report card. Today we're going to be going over Peyton Pritchard, Robert Williams, Semi Ojeleye, Grant Williams, and then we're going to quickly touch on Carson Edwards, Javonte Green, and I think we'll get out of here after that. So, you know, again, we did this last year, and it went well. We split it up into, like, four episodes last year. This year, we're doing it a little bit easier for you guys. We're going to make it two episodes. I'm not going to dive too much into each and every player, only where it's necessary. So some of the, you know, the non-notables, we're just going to give our grade and get out of town and move on to the next guy. But some of the more important players, we will sort of defend our stance on, and you guys can definitely let me know if you agree or disagree afterwards. But if you guys are watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Let's do it. Come on. We're seeing that sub count grow each and every day. We have so much great content on this channel as of late, so please hit that subscribe button, like this video, and then let me know if you agree or disagree with these player grades down below in the comments. Before we get into today's episode, I have to talk about our sponsors because they're two awesome ones. First off, we have the presenting sponsor of Unleashed for the month of March, Manscaped. You can use promo code UNL to save 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. That link will be in the description, so be sure to check that out, and I'll talk a little bit more about Manscaped later on in the episode. But right now, before we get into any of the content of today's episode, I want to talk to you about Unidragon. Now, you might be asking, what is Unidragon? Unidragon makes some of the most awesome jigsaw puzzles over on their website, unidragon.com. And what caught my eye when we started talking to each other about, you know, the promotion on the podcast, they said, hey, how about a promo code DragonEv? And I said, DragonEv? I might have to go change my Twitter handle right now. DragonEv is by far and away the best promo code we've ever had on this show. DragonEv, it might be my new nickname. And if you don't consider yourself a puzzle guy or a puzzle girl, take a pause, head over to unidragon.com, check out the puzzles, and then tell me you're not a puzzle guy or not a puzzle girl. Some of the coolest looking puzzles that, you know, if you do this puzzle and you create it, I'm inviting people over being like, hey, come over here. I got a really cool thing to show you. Let's have a party. And the only reason I want them over in the house is to show them that this puzzle is that cool, completed. So unidragon.com, use promo code DragonEv. DragonEv to save 10% off over there. Let's get into today's episode. All right, so like I said, we're doing player grades. I'm going to leave Grant Williams till the end, but I'll tell you the order right now who we're doing. So we're going to go Peyton Pritchard, Jeff Teague, Robert Williams, Semi Ojeleye, Carson Edwards, Javonte Green, and then Grant Williams. Okay, and these grades are my grades. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. Let me know in the comments down below if you have a different grade for some of these guys. But they're all graded on in an individual, you know, vacuum. Okay, so if I'm weighing expectations really heavily for one guy and not for the next, that's fine. I'm grading these players on an individual level. It's not, you know, one spectrum where, hey, like if this guy is a D, this guy is, you know, has to be a C by default based on contribution. No. It's based on expectations, what I think they should be doing, how they've lived up to those expectations, that type of thing. So keep that in mind. Each and every one of them are on their own scale in a sense. It's not based on each other. So Robert Williams' grade has remotely nothing to do with Carson Edwards' grade, okay? Let's just keep that type of thing in mind. That was a weird example, but that's what we're running with. So first up, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Peyton Pritchard. So Pritchard is averaging, we can see here, I'll pull it up on the screen. It might be a little blurry, but Peyton Pritchard's averaging 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. He's played 30 games. He was injured for a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and say Peyton Pritchard has the stats of a Greek god, okay? We all know he doesn't. But just like I said, we're grading these guys on an individual level. Unless I'm mistaken, Peyton Pritchard had little to no expectations heading into this year, right? Like, who was Peyton Pritchard before getting drafted by the Celtics? A four-year guy at Oregon? In my mind, I'm going strong off the bat here. Peyton Pritchard, A-. Why? The stats don't scream A-. I get that. But being a nobody, getting drafted almost in the second round, late first round, getting drafted then, coming in here and immediately, literally from the first dribble, becoming a crucial player to this team, a crucial bench option, a crucial guy that with the ball in your hands It's not like crucial he goes out there and plays hard defense. He goes out there and controls the offense. Peyton Pritchard, by far and away, deserves this grade, in my opinion. I don't care that he's been up and down or he's disappeared in some games. He's a rookie. He's a rookie. And they have a guy on this team that was drafted like 10 picks ahead of him, 12 picks ahead of him, in fact, that barely sniffs the court. I'm just saying. The fact that Peyton Pritchard is where he is today, I'm riding with a minus, no question in my mind. No question in my mind. If those stats, you know, if we had double digits and whatnot, he's looking at an A/A+. So I think I might even slightly be doing him a diff service, doing him with an A- here. I don't see how anyone's going to disagree with that, but it's the Unleashed podcast. There's going to be people that disagree. Next up, we're looking at our boy. Our boy, I can't believe I just said that. Our boy, Jeff Teague. All right, so Jeff DeMarco Teague. Where to begin with him? So we'll say this. He started off good for like one game, right? And then had this absolute stretch of nothingness. And I mean nothingness. Waste of a body, waste of breath out there. These last four or five games, he's actually started stepping it up. So this makes it difficult. But I got to weigh a little bit of expectations here. I thought he was going to come in here and be an absolute fiend for this team, like a truly necessary guy on this team. He hasn't. He's played himself out of the rotation. He has soured the taste, like almost no coming back from in a lot of cases. So it's a little bit tough for me. But Jeff Teague, I have to, you know, bring down the firm hand here. I can't give Jeff Teague anything more than a D, and I think I'm going to ride with a D, and it would be a D- if he didn't start playing well recently. He's been crucial in this win streak that they've had heading into All-Star break, so it's almost like pains me to give him a D because I feel like he should be a D-, but yeah, we're giving Jeff Teague the D here. I just realized in a matter of like 1 minute, I just said I'm going to give Jeff Teague the D. Like 10 times. That ain't it, guys. That ain't it. But Jeff Teague, D. So we have Peyton Pritchard on the board with an A-. Jeff Teague with the D. Now let's talk about a guy I want to talk about big time here and really break down and discuss. Rob Williams. So this one was also tough. And I feel like it's not his fault. Again, we're grading these guys in a vacuum, okay? Not based on each other. But someone like Rob Williams, I feel like his potential has been capped in a sense because of how little Brad Stevens, not as of late, but played him this season, okay? So I can't give Robert Williams anything in the A's to me because he's been held back a little bit. So I'm going Robert Williams B+. I think Robert Williams has A- / A in terms of what he's been doing and how valuable he's been in him, but I can't give him that because I feel like he, you know, hasn't gotten what he's deserved. So unfortunately, I think Robert Williams has been held back by Brad Stevens in a sense, and that's what's stopping me from giving him anything. But even in his, like, you know, limited minutes that he plays some nights, 70% from the field, 7.6 rebounds, 2 assists, you know, I would say on average he's actually, you know, as of late, dropping in like 4 assists, in some cases 4 blocks. He is pounding and packing the stat sheet in limited minutes. So again, I want to put him in the A's, but he's a B+ for me because he's been held back. And, you know, if you can't get to your true potential, I can't grade you based on what I think you would be doing. I think we've seen a little bit more of A play from Robert Williams, but B+ for me for Rob. And that's my story, and I'm absolutely sticking to it here. Next up, we have Semi Ojeleye. The one thing I'll say about Semi Ojeleye is you got to remember that I'm grading all of these guys in a bubble, right? Because he's contributed plenty to this team. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again on this podcast. Semi Ojeleye is probably the best example of this. Semi has contributed heavily to this team. I can admit that. He's been one of the first guys off the bench in multiple cases. He's been a crucial player to this team. And I think that that's almost an unfortunate event because I think that that hurts him in my grading. So I'll give you my grade in a second. But I think the fact that Semi Ojeleye has been asked so much of and given such a tall task of being in some cases the sixth or seventh man, I think it's going to hurt his grade here because, you know, if you have the task to do this and you constantly are underwhelming on your task, it's going to show in your job. It's going to show in your merit increase and that type of thing. So Semi Ojeleye, if he was a 10th man, for example, I think we'd be looking at a way different grade for him. I think we'd be looking at a guy that just checks the boxes, dots the T's, cross the I's. I think I messed that up, but you know what I'm saying. A guy that really just gets in, does his job, and gets out. But the fact that he's gets in, lingers around, does his job, but lingers around long enough to make something bad happen sometimes, that type of thing, I got to come down with the hammer on him. And the hammer isn't that bad, but it's giving Semi Ojeleye a C. And again, I hate to do it to him, but I will say, I will compare it to Robert Williams a little bit. It's like he's been not held back, but he's been unleashed too much. So it's like the opposite of Robert Williams, I guess. You know, it's not like, oh, we can't see the full potential. We've seen too much of Semi Ojeleye in my mind. If he was a 10th man, I think he's awesome, makes $0, does his job out there. But the fact that the Celtics rely on him so heavily and he can't always be the guy that is relied on, that's where that C is coming from. So apologies to Semi. I know people probably aren't going to agree with that, but hey, it's my podcast. These are my grades, and Semi Ojeleye with a C. All right, guys, before we get into the next one, I'm going to tell you guys one last time about Manscaped. So Manscaped sent me some products. The Lawnmower 3.0, the ball spritzer that refreshes you. It's like a little ball toner slash ball refresher. See how many times I can say ball in a one-minute span. And they also sent me the ball deodorant. So the Lawnmower 3.0, you guys have probably seen all the ads for that. The thing rocks. Being completely honest, tried and tested now from your boy. It's awesome for all body hair, especially, you know, the downstairs area. It's going to get hot out, guys. You don't want your ferns and bushes overgrowing. Let's be completely honest. So be sure to pick up the Lawnmower 3.0. But my favorite product scent, and I didn't know that they could create something like this, ball deodorant. You shower, you dry off, you get your goodies, and you know, lather this deodorant all over them, and you're feeling like an A-plus player grade for the rest of the day. It smells great, too. It's definitely worth looking into. So you guys can head over to manscaped.com, use promo code UNL to save 20% off and free shipping. Like, actually, just go over to Manscaped and check out that promo code. Add stuff to your cart. Check out the promo code. See how much that saves you. That is a deal and a half. I'm not just saying it. And they sent me the products. I tested them out. I wouldn't be saying this, you know, if I didn't like the products. I'm not about to ruin the absolute credibility of this podcast. Manscaped products are amazing, and that we have right here is an amazing deal. UNL is the promo code. Save 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Here we go. We have my guy, Grant Williams. I'm going to keep playing this because that is his noise on my streams. Grant Williams, that's pretty much the Grant Williams button. He did have a good game against Toronto. I'll give it to him. But this is going to be one where people just disagree with because, you know, you're going to call me the Grant hater or stuff like that. But I want to bring you back to just 10 minutes ago when I said, keep in mind, these are all in a vacuum. So if I give Grant Williams a bad grade, you can't compare it to Semi Ojeleye or Jeff Teague or something like that, okay? Keep it in mind. Grant Williams, I was told, could start on this team. Could start on this team. And for the most part, he's played him damn self out of the rotation. So Grant Williams, to me, I wanted to give him something in the D range. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give Grant Williams a C minus, and I'm doing that just to avoid the Grant. Oh, you're a Grant hater, Ev. Grant Williams, to me, is fringe D plus. He was supposed to be a crucial player to this team, and now it's like he plays every 10th game, and he has some good games. I'll give him that. But those are few and far. And when I say far, I mean underline, bold, italicized, all caps, few and far between. And, you know, I'll appreciate it. Someone like Jack from Bannertown is a Grant stan, defends him. Stick by your guy. I give anyone credit doing that. But if any unbiased party is watching Grant Williams as of late and says, hey, I like this guy, I'm going to start being a fan of him, I don't see how you can be considered sane. Find an institution, get over there, and check yourself in. Because Grant Williams, to someone that has no opinion on him, if you watch him play basketball 3 games in a row, he's going to hit one shot, and you're going to be like, okay, yeah, he looks pretty good. And then he's going to do so many negative things. And I'm not making this up. This is just how the season has gone. Grant Williams, C minus for me. I wanted to give him the D plus, but I feel like if I go to that length, people are going to think that this is a fraudulent grade. when I don't really think it is. So again, I want to compare it, say that you can't compare it to Semi and him, because people will be like, Semi Ojeley, what do you mean? Grant Williams plays just as much as him and he's only one. No. Grant Williams has by far and away contributed less than Semi Ojeley to this season, and I don't think you can argue that. So Grant Williams with the C-, close to a D+. You know, if we could go halvesies here, that's where it would run. But on the last two guys I want to talk about are Javonte Green and Carson Edwards. Giving them both Ds, absolutely nothing. Nothing contributed to this team. And I'll say, Javonte Green plays every now and then, looks okay, fine. One dunk here and there, fine. That's why you're not an F, buddy. Carson Edwards, I think he's shooting like 28%. Like, he's just another nothing. And it's not a knock on him, it's just the situation he's in. He's never going to get out of this hole. I think he's probably going to end up somewhere else pretty soon. If I was an NBA GM, I'd give him a shot. But Carson Edwards, what are you going to do, right? I mean, like, he's not doing anything for this team. So D for me. I don't think there's any more to say than that, really. What has Carson Edwards done to get himself out of that? Or Javonte Green? Played a little bit here and there. Whoop-dee-doo. So those are the Celtics player grades that we have in today's episode. Let me know what you guys think of those. I'm sure there's going to be some disagreement. Was I a little too harsh on Grant Williams? I think not. But probably. But anyways, guys, let me know in the comments down below if you agree with these. You know what? We see all the disagreement and people get like personal in the chat. Guys, we're talking Celtics basketball here. We're talking a sport. We're giving player grades. I'm telling you, it's my opinion. You can't get mad at me for saying something, all right? All right, so let's keep it PG in the chat and let's keep it, you know, civil. I'll say that. But we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Unleashed. We have a few big names, all the names everyone wants to hear, right? Kemba, Tatum, Brown, Nesmith. Those guys are going to be in next episode. So make sure you're subscribed and following along and keeping an eye out for that. Catch you guys in the next episode.